Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit once again with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets once again here on KTIC. And, well, let's just kind of dive right into it. Oh, maybe I should ask you how your arm is. You went through some health and improvements, I think we can say. Are you recovering okay?
Just about. Actually, today I've got a visit with the orthopedic surgeon, and they're going to see if I'm ready to get to some strength rehabilitation, and if so, that'll be the last of the treatment for that. So it's been kind of a long winter. I had surgery on the 14th of December, and the last 3 weeks, I call it dexterity training, or maybe a better terminology would be torture.
Yeah, some people would probably agree with you on that. Now, is this going to affect your ability to do the winter meeting schedules coming up?
No, actually, I had the first one Wednesday of this week at Geneva, Nebraska, and we've got several more coming up. So it just makes it a little bit longer day because I get pretty tired by the end of the day. But I think that I'm still quite capable of doing what needs to be done.
Sure. We're going to talk about one of those meetings coming to West Point here, and we'll highlight that before the show is up here. But as far as that meeting that you were at on Wednesday, what's kind of the scuttlebutt among farmers? What are they talking about?
Well, yeah, I guess probably the biggest topic of conversation is how much the cost of the inputs has gone up. And one of the talks, of course, is cash rent. And, you know, I don't have any answers to that. I guess if you're concerned about the direction of cash rent, either from the perspective of a farm renter or a farm owner, you need to go to one of the meetings Alvin Alec is doing on cash leases, because he's got the latest information and good ideas.
I might point you as well to the podcast page on our website at kticradio.com. I did an interview with Tim Lemons, a UNL Extension educator. We talked a little bit about that. So kind of an aside, if you're looking for that, you can go to find that on our website as well. But as far as what's happened here in the markets, you made a comment that maybe an interesting combination, grains moving and the basis is holding up, and in some cases we're seeing even prices appreciate, huh?
Well, the price appreciate because of the futures going up. But yeah, the basis has held together really well. And there has been a lot of corn moving this week. I suppose some of it is corn that was contracted for February delivery. But I also know that this last run-up in prices, there are some people that sold cash corn and are delivering it. And yet, even with the big long lines at the elevators, the basis remains good, and the price, you know, continues to rally. So that's a pretty positive outlook in my book.
Yeah, the positive outlook, it means that the processors are really calling for that, aren't they? There's a true demand for it, isn't there?
They are, and, you know, one of the things that's moving the corn market right now is the wheat market. We've had a nice rally in the wheat market at a time when I usually get 2 or 3 days right after the first year when the wheat market kind of pops up, and then it kind of goes dormant for a couple of months. But that certainly didn't happen this year. That in the face of rain in the dry area of Texas. So, you know, what exactly is causing that seems to be looking at the positive side of it, not the negative side.
And they're talking about a freeze possibly in portions of Europe, and that's going to affect the world wheat market too, isn't it?
Absolutely. They produce a lot of wheat over there, and a lot of that comes onto the market as feed-grade wheat that gets shipped into Europe and other places where they have livestock feeding operations. So that's a concern for those people, but good for the American farmers.
So we've got this unique combination, like we said, basis is holding in pretty good, futures seems to be going up, but is February a good time to be marketing grains if it hasn't been priced, Roy?
No, it isn't. Actually, you know, when we started this conversation before you turned the recorder on, I said one of the things I've learned over the years is never sell soybeans in February. Well, I was wrong last year, but that's the first time in 20 years that that scenario has developed. So, you know, I guess I wouldn't try to discourage anybody from selling $6.50 corn or almost $12 soybeans, but the other side of that is that it'll probably work higher as the month goes on.
I was going to say, is kind of the strategy now to reward rallies and make some sales at some of these middle-of-the-road peaks, if you will?
Well, to me, a situation like this calls for a real close attention to your cash flow. If you need cash flow, it's probably better to sell the grain than it is to borrow money from the bank. But if you have covered your cash flow on previous rallies like the dead cat bounce or the rally in the corn market, why then I think you can probably afford to sit on it and take a chance for the price to go up. At some point, we'll get this bullishness bid into the price, but right now there isn't any sign that it's happening.
All right. Before we run out of time here this morning, too, I want you to preview. You're going to bring your grain marketing meeting to West Point on February 17th. Give us the details on that, Roy.
Yeah, Tim Lemons and I will be doing this marketing simulation. It will be similar to the winning the game, but new and improved, we think, and that will be at the Pizza Ranch in West Point at 11 a.m. on February 17th.
And if we would like to get pre-registered for that and save a spot, how can we do that?
Farmers and Merchants or F&M Bank in West Point is a sponsor for this, so I suggest that you contact those folks and let them know. I don't think they'll run out of pizza, but you never know.
But we might run out of chairs, and that's also very important, isn't it?
That's very important. That's right.
All right, Roy, if we want more information from you, how can we get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
I appreciate the information here, Roy, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here on a Friday at KTIC.